All right, here we go. It's a Thursday morning, and I'm joined by one of my favorite guests because whenever Neil comes in, I'm never in a bad mood when he leaves. Neil has this unique talent for turning you and the room into a much better mood, which is kind of the reason why his book is entitled On Presence, Impact, and Influence. And he's also going to be bringing that program to Brock University. I know, he signed the book. Neil's been on this program. How many times have you been in on this show, Neil?
Over the years.
Yeah.
Tons and tons.
Tons of times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I always love having you in because have you always been kind of just a kind of the bright light in the room, Neil?
Yeah.
Or did you have to work on that?
You're always working on it. But I've always said, I always love the Maya Angelou quote. People will rarely remember what you said or what you did. They'll always remember how you made them feel.
Yep.
And, you know, the conversations I'm having right now post-pandemic is very much, it's time to get human again. It's time to learn how to talk and how to greet people. And it's really important.
Because you talk a lot and teach about effective leadership communication with people, how to lead without, you know, A, without overdoing it.
Right.
But B, leading people so they want to come along with you. Yeah. And tell me a little bit about executive presence, impact, and influence.
Well, I got tapped on the shoulder by our friend Barry Wright, the Dean of Business at the Goodman School and the Goodman Group. And
did that scare you?
No. First he told me, you're on my list. And I said, are the police involved? And he said, no.
Oh, then you're all right.
And we sat down and you know, he introduced me to Jenny Camargo, who's their kind of their professional development executive program at Brock. And we said, I think it's a good idea to create what we would call a boot camp where people really want to know the impact they're having on an audience, especially post-pandemic, because, you know, you were on screen speaking to people's foreheads. You didn't know the influence you were having. And now that we're post-pandemic, I'm getting a lot of executives and business leaders really saying, I want to know how to read a room. I want to know how to speak with more power. This program, we're going to be teaching the fundamentals of leading change.
Yep.
We're also going to be teaching how to read body language and nonverbals. And I'm being certified right now through the Joe Navarro Academy on really the power of nonverbals in business. And that's not
just business, Neil. That's in everyday life. We got to learn to read people's body language.
It really is. So here we are we're in the attention span economy. We're trying to engage people in teams. We really want to focus on, you know, how can I lead a room, but more importantly, be memorable. So we created this 2-day boot camp. It's going to launch May 13th and 14th up at the Goodman School. And a lot
That's
of people
my
are
birthday.
Saying, is that your birthday?
That's my birthday.
Well, you're going to be in retirement.
I'm going to be in Louisiana, actually.
But oh, my gosh. But no, this is just something that we've created. Our plan is to run this on a regular basis. And the feedback we've gotten from businesses throughout Ontario, actually, is, you know, this is really needed right now. This is an important development program. And, you know, putting it to use, and I'm going to be applying, you know, some of the Brock leadership team as well. Some of their faculty are going to be working with us on this.
Who's invited to this?
It really is what I'm seeing is any business leader. I'm seeing people from real estate, automotive, banking. I really think this will transcend any business leader that really wants to focus on, again, their presence, impact, and influence.
And this is, I'm not sucking up here, but if you have ever been to an event where Neil has spoken, the moment Neil gets to a microphone, it's like the old TV commercials. When Neil Thornton speaks, people pay attention. It's true. Everybody's eye, you know, you go to these events and people are eating their rubber chicken and, you know, having a drink with, and there were speakers on stage and it's like, Thornton gets on stage and all of a sudden people stop and they listen. And you can teach that to people. You can teach them what it means to grab people's attention.
Yeah, a couple of months ago, I'm at a very large event in Toronto, about 400 people in the room. And the speaker before me was amazing. Mm-hmm. This speaker was unwilling to come out from behind the podium. So, of course, half their body language is cut off. They're reading through their notes. I look around the room. Half of the room, 200 people, are staring at their phones.
Yep.
And I'm coming on over lunch. So I'm thinking, I've got about 30 seconds to take this room, you know, who were working on their cheesecakes at that time.
Yeah.
And the ability to speak to eyes, not foreheads, are very, very important today.
Coming out of COVID, and when everybody was doing nothing but Zoom meetings, a lot of businesses said, this wasn't so bad. Maybe we're going to move to this whole, everybody works from home, we're going to have nothing but Zoom meetings, we don't have to get together. But since then, we've learned that we're going to move the opposite way, that we need the human touch.
Right? But we really do. Yeah. You know, even teaching over COVID, you know, at the end of COVID, it felt like I was on a TV screen. Like there were no cameras that were on. And you lose that human touch. I really believe we're still facing the effects of that, where I'm getting calls from organizations that are really saying, like, how do we get our people back out networking? And how do we get people telling great stories and sharing content? And really, that's what it's all about.
If you're a CEO or a president or a general manager or a mid-manager and you want to get in on this, how do I get in for the whole two-day boot camp?
Oh, you simply go to Brock University Goodman School. They've got the programs there under professional executive development. It's right there. You can sign up online. There's the Canada Ontario Job Grant for anybody looking for some financial assistance. You got about 3 weeks to process that, so some people are getting on that train now to get some help to do it.
You going to be selling your book?
Yeah, you know, I probably will have a couple copies there, but really, I wanted to come
It's great stuff,
I wanted to come in person today because I'm sure that I share the sentiments of many of your listeners, that the thousands and thousands of people that you've impacted over the years, and I just want to congratulate you on your retirement and what you want to do when you grow up. The first thing I asked you.
Walked into the room and said, what are you going to do when you grow up?
What do you want to do?
Well, that ain't happening.
I just don't see. You're going to be awake at 4 in the morning no matter what. Like you're going to be
for a while.
Yeah,
for a while. But as I said to people, there's nothing better in the world than your alarm going off at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, looking at it and going, okay, I don't have to get up today. I can get rid of the alarm clock now and back to sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
That'll be nice for a while.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm looking for
I'm going to miss this. Yeah. I am going to miss talking to you, and I'm going to miss talking to you and, you know, sitting in front of your radio this morning. Thank you for this. But, Neil, you've always been one of my favorite guests because, as I say, you leave the studio, I'm in a good mood instantly. And, you know, your influence in talking to people at groups and events over the years has been immense, and I thank you for your support, man, because that's meant a lot to me.
Always
thank you.
A big supporter of yours. Anytime we've ever connected in the community and two dudes hugging in a lobby at White Oaks, it's okay. It's
hell,
okay.
Leave them alone. Give them their moment. Neil, thank you, pal.
No, thank you.
Appreciate it. So it's called the Executive Presence Impact and Influence Program. Yep. It's a boot camp, 2 days.
2 days, two full days.
Just go on the Brock website to sign up.